whole porch.
Oh, yes.
And
sounds pretty.
A few of them hanging up and from the rafters on it. And of course, you'd, as a result of this and the watering and everything that went on for these plants, you'd always have plenty of insects and little small animals that would come around, like the lizards, you know. And one of the, I guess, the fondest, one of the fondest memories I would have of this porch was in the number of lizards that stayed around these particular plants. And, you know, certain types of these lizards have a way of blowing in which there's a little red obstacle that comes out of their throat that it always looked like a penny at times. So we always thought we could catch enough of those lizards, you know, we could probably get rich by cutting those pennies out from under their neck.
Now, this side porch, is that connected? Is that this part of the same porch? Or is it
separate?
Yes,
it's all together. In fact, to go into the front part of the house, you had to come up this porch and go down this side to a door.
Yes, sir.
And this was what we called it, where you went in this, well, the front door. We call this the front door hallway because there was a large hall once you got inside the house. And you had more either benches or couches or something on each side of this. So I guess if visitors came in, then they would have a place to sit until whoever they were interested in seeing came in.
Now, what are some of the rooms in that house now?
Okay, from the hallway, you had a, and I probably don't have this drawn to scale either because
you got more space
over here. But you could go two directions here from the hallway. You had, once you got inside the house, you had a door opening here and a door opening here. Okay, let me take this one back here because it would be the shorter one to describe. This door went into a sort of a large room in which there was a fireplace over here and a couple of beds. I don't know why we always had two beds, but every room in the house that we had where we used for sleeping, there was always two beds in it. Two large beds, yes. Not single beds.
So that was a...
And the beds were lined up in this fashion.
What'd you call that room?
This was what we'd call today, I guess, the master bedroom.
What did you call it?
We call it the guest bedroom or the good bedroom. And this is where when we had relatives or visitors that came to see us, they always got put in this room here.
Yeah.
Okay, from there we had a... You know, I'm glad you asked me to describe all this. A lot of these things I never had thought about before.
Yes.
But from here you had a doorway that went into this room, and there were only two rooms on this side here, and you could tell how huge both of them were. In fact, there was this room here was probably 30 feet by...
By anything would be huge, or one would be huge.
I'd say really it was a 30 feet by 20 feet area there. Which would be about 600 square feet. Okay, and this room here was approximately the same size. And the fireplace, as I mentioned, you know, the back part of it extended on the front porch where you saw the bricks going up in the column. The front part of the fireplace protruded out into this room here. And you know, I guess this is what they would, what we term the old-timey living room.